Welcome to the Live Your Lightwork podcast, a place where I riff on all things mindset, energetics, creativity, and heart-based business so that you can stop talking about your lightwork and actually start living it. I'm your host, Tracy Spencer, here to get you out of your head and on with your mission. Stick around for some straight fire, loving pep talks, some cosmic riffs, and a few lols along the way. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. Let's do this, lightworkers. Oh, hey there, lightworker. Welcome back, my friend. Good to have you here. I am excited to get a bit personal with today's episode and share a bit of a story on something that I realized about myself only a few months ago, which has kind of transformed my business a little bit. And it was a little sneaky sucker. It's a little sneaky one that I had to work through that I didn't really know was there. I had to bring this one from out under the rug one night. And you know, it's a bit of a like, I think it might've been maybe a few full moons ago. You know, if there's a theme song, it would be like, downloads in the moonlight, everybody. Yeah, it was downloads in the moonlight is what brought this reflection on. So I realized I had this story going on, and it's really interesting because I've been in my business and coaching for almost 7 years now, coming up 7 years. And I realized that I had this little sneaky ego story that I was a shit coach up until like recently, which is not a great story to have when you're coaching for 7 years and you have a pretty successful business coaching as well. So it kind of caught me off guard a bit. And I had to dig a little bit deeper into this one. So yeah, I had this story for a long time that I was a shit coach. I was a really, really powerful teacher. Really good in my fucking creative tap. Really good when I just get into my channel of truth, drop truth bombs, catch you later. Can do that till the cows come home, right? And I just had this weird perception of myself. And it's not like my clients don't have amazing transformations. Like nothing was ever, like there was nothing to point to that. It was just my perception on myself, right? And it's really interesting because a lot of my signature offerings is me teaching, right? Like that's one of my biggest expressions of lightwork here is being a teacher, meaning I teach about lightwork. I teach tools and techniques and bring my own wisdom through and my own channeling through. And just like you're listening to this podcast, like my own riffs, right? I just open that tap, baby. And what comes out is a surprise for you and me, for us both. But yeah, so I have no trouble like being in that expression of myself, but I had to feel into like, okay, what's this little story that's still here that I'm a crap coach? Like, what's this about, Trace? Like, what's going on here? And I remember thinking I wrote down in my journal, like, okay, list all the things that I feel or list the expression that I'm in when I'm coaching versus the expression I'm in when I'm teaching. And they can be seen as the same thing, but I have like in how I see them is really different. They're different expressions, they're different energies. And that's just personal to me. If you're a coach and you're like, no, I'm a coach and a teacher and it's the same thing. Awesome. Sweet. No props. I'm just sharing my perspective here and what feels true for me. So when I kind of like drew these two things out, I went, okay, let's look at my teaching. Like, my teaching is definitely where I feel most powerful. When I get on a live and I riff, when I push record on this podcast and I just fucking let it flow through, like I don't plan this shit. When I get on stage, like that is when I feel most connected to source. That is when I feel most in alignment with my power. That is when I feel most doing what I fucking came to the planet to do, right? And I look at that and I go, okay, so what's the expression here? What's the vibe here? And what I wrote down was like, awesome. This is big energy that I bring through when I'm teaching. This is like me being in my channel. This is me grab the fucking mic and go. I'm on a mission. Listen up. We're here to move energy. I'm here to bring through something that can create a shift in you. Like it's that, let's fucking go. It's that fire in me that's just like, boom, like I'm not speaking from my head. I'm speaking from my sacral here. And I want to create a shift in you. That's where I feel most in my power. Right. And then I look over to this column of like, okay, let's look at the energy of coaching. Right. Coaching to me It's not about me grabbing the mic and being up there. Coaching is big space holding energy. Coaching is me emptying the container, emptying my agenda, putting Trace to the side and showing up with an empty container. How can I serve you? What do you need? Let me listen. Like, it's big listening, and it's intimate, and it's me just kind of like, it's your ability to just tune in to someone, like, beyond just what they're saying, but like the spidey senses that go on beyond that. Like, what you're saying, cool, but what I'm hearing is something different. What your body language is saying is something different. So it's completely different. It's different energy, right? Big energy, like big output energy for teaching, big space holding for coaching. Like, grab the fucking mic. I'm here on a mission for teaching. Empty the container. Let me serve you in an intimate capacity. Let me listen here. Let me tune in and listen. And it's really interesting because when I'm in my teaching energy, like my programs and things that come through, I have no freaking problem marketing them. I have no problem delivering them. I have no problem charging for them. I have zero resistance to receiving big abundance from them. Zero resistance. But I've always had this little thing with my coaching. Like, I don't really know exactly how to price it. I don't talk about it as much. You know, my one-to-one coaching, I don't talk about it as much. People just kind of like ask me about it. I don't bang on about it a lot. And I just, yeah, I got curious about this because what I noticed was my teaching, where I feel most powerful, is my expression of yang energy, my expression of what we'd label maybe masculine energy. And my coaching, for me, my expression of that is more the sitting back, more the listening, more the space holding, is very yin. It's the gentle side of me, and it's the soft side of me, and it's just not the same expression as my teaching and my, like, my fire, I guess. It's a lot more gentle. And what I had unconsciously done here is decided for myself that my teaching, my yang energy, was powerful and valuable, but my coaching, my yin energy, wasn't as valuable. Isn't that interesting? Because I know for a fact I'm very powerful in both of my expressions, teaching and coaching. I know that, but I just had this perception on, and this society, like, collective conditioning that I didn't know was there, that my yang, my big energy, my, like, grab the fucking mic, yo, 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 that had value, but my softer side didn't. My space holding didn't. And this is exactly why corporate fucks up a lot of coaches, because you can go and you can, no problem, receive a six-figure income in corporate, but then as soon as you leave that and you drop into your intuitive gifts, you drop into your creativity, you drop into your space holding as a coach, and you're like, oh, I don't know what to charge. Like, I feel weird charging this. I don't feel like I'm allowed to, blah, blah, blah. It's because you are not seeing the value and the power of your feminine gifts. You are not seeing the value and the power of this softer expression of yourself. You're still in this societal bullshit that only this, like, rah-rah or this louder or this out there or this, like, whatever you've painted the picture of the yang and the masculine, like, only that part of you is powerful. And this is, again, why, like, a lot of coaches that teach strategy are, like, really fine on teaching strategy, and, like, it's not always masculine. Like, I don't want to label that. I fucking hate labels, but, like, just to explain it, sometimes they're helpful, you know? And that expression of, like, teaching strategy, it's interesting because I see a lot of coaches that are absolutely fine with marketing and pricing when they're teaching strategy, because it's like a linear facts and figures. Here's the data. Like, I know exactly what to do. Here's the equation. Here's the structure. But then they struggle to see value and market and price when they're doing, like, more of the space holding, more of the softer or the coachy or the intimate or the feminine, you know, whether, like, it's an event or whether it's like a group program that wants to come through, and you're like, but I don't know the full itinerary, and I don't know what, like, you know, week one, week two, week three. And it's like, the feminine doesn't fucking need you to know all that, you know? But that's a topic for another day. But isn't that interesting? And so I think this is a really important thing to look at for you and do a bit of an audit in your business. What parts of yourself, what parts of your business do you have no problem charging for, no problem receiving for, no problem talking about, marketing, seeing the value in? And then what parts of your business and what parts of yourself is actually the real question here, do you think are wrong, not as powerful, not as valuable? They're not how you think they should be. Like, no, this sensitive part of me, that's not powerful, that's not valuable. No, this like quirky part of me and this like little bit weirdo part of me, not valuable, not powerful. This more gentle part of me, this more like trusting part of me, this more like softer and more nurturing, whatever we want to label here. No, not as valuable. Need to be this. Need to be structured. Need to know exactly how everything is going to play out. Need to know like big energy, bit like big rah-rah, like has to be this. And like, it's actually not a lot of people's highest expression, but we're still trying to fit ourselves into that because of this collective conditioning that is the only thing that's valuable. Isn't that a freaking interesting one to reflect on? So what parts of yourself have you and your business, like where have you been thinking that only one part of you is valuable? Because I've said this a lot recently, like the parts of yourself that you're hiding are the parts of yourself that people want to hire you for. That's where your power is. Like these parts of yourself that you've labeled as wrong or not enough or not professional or not valuable or whatever. It's like they are actually your most powerful, unique traits and gifts. And when you start to see the value in them, I guarantee your business will change. Like it'll like fucking overnight, because you will ground into how valuable that asset and that part of you is. Like, oh, I just really wish we could all get this. Like all of our expression is so needed at the fucking table here. And when you can marry your feminine, your masculine, your intuitive and your practical, your fucking 3D and your 5D, when you can integrate and marry that, that's your $1 million business right there. That's all of you at the table. That's your highest expression coming through in all these different ways it wants to. Like that's you and your full creative serving potential is when you bring all of you to the table and don't label any part of you as wrong or not valuable or not what success should like or not what power should look like. It's you in your fullest fucking aligned expression. Like more of that, please. More of that, please. So I encourage you to grab out your journal, look at the different parts of your business, look at the parts that you feel a bit blocked in, or maybe you feel a bit like there's resistance to like seeing the value in it, or like I said, marketing it or receiving for it. Like see the bits that you have no problem receiving for, and then look at the offerings that you seem to get clunky when you try and communicate them, and just dig a little deeper. Why is that? What expression is coming through here? What wants to come through that I'm not seeing the value in and I'm not owning yet? Juicy, juicy, juicy. I'll leave you with that, team. I hope this really landed for you, because it's a bit of a game changer for me. Take care, friends. We'll see you soon.